The Chippewa Valley, the state of Wisconsin, the United States, and the world all battle COVID-19. We've got that story for you next on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Welcome. As of midday Saturday, the state of Wisconsin's latest coronavirus death was that of a 55-year-old Milwaukee County woman. Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office says the African-American woman died shortly after arriving at a hospital Thursday. A positive test for COVID-19 came back on Friday. She's the 16th person to die in Wisconsin to complications from the coronavirus. As of midday Saturday, state health officials reporting 842 positive cases in the Badger State, with Milwaukee County far and away leading the way with 468 of those, far more than half. Eau Claire City County with 442 tests of the virus, 287 of those negative, 8 positive. City County Health Director Lisa Gysi.
It's likely that there are more cases than that, as we've talked about before. People that have not been tested or pending tests that are still awaiting results. Today on the state webcast, our chief medical officer for this also said that there's an estimate that maybe as many as 10 times the number of cases are present in Wisconsin beyond what we have positive tests for. So again, just remember that not everybody is tested. There are likely more people with disease, and that really important stay-at-home ban that is in place right now, the order that is in existence, is because we need to protect each other.
As of Friday, Chippewa County reporting 4 positive tests of COVID-19, 2 of those people younger than 30, 2 older than 50. Angela Wiedemann is Chippewa County's public health officer, telling WAU-TV.
It's not always easy for people to make change, and I know we've asked people to make a lot of changes recently. It's not easy, but it is needed to make those changes. At this time, I just want to remind people that there is no right way to feel. Please allow yourself and those around you to feel whatever way they feel. Everybody deals with things in different ways, and that is okay.
Lots of big news related to COVID-19 breaking on Friday, most notably President Trump signing a sweeping $2.2 trillion coronavirus relief package just hours after it cleared the House on a voice vote. Previously, it passed the Senate unanimously, 96-0. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss speculating to WTMJ Radio how much of that $2.2 trillion will come to Wisconsin.
Traditionally, Wisconsin gets about 2% of whatever dollars the federal government allocates for a national program. So that means we should have around $3 billion coming to Wisconsin to help deal with this virus, to help deal with the state's response and local government's response to it.
Also on Friday, Governor Evers calling on the state legislature, controlled by Republicans, to change state law on absentee ballots so all registered voters could be mailed one. Well, Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald quickly rejected the governor's idea as complete fantasy, noting the undertaking would be logistically impossible with only days left until the April 7th election. Now, just a day prior, Republican Assembly Speaker Voss had told WTMJ that people should not publicly second-guess Governor Evers during this time.
I think we have to let him make his decisions. If there are things that we disagree with, we're going to call it out. I'm going to try to do it in private rather than in public at this point. But, you know, certainly we'll have the ability to look back and be armchair quarterbacks and say, this was done right, this was done wrong, but it's not the time to do that.
Meanwhile, on Friday night, a federal judge tossed one lawsuit out over Wisconsin's presidential primary, but plenty remain. The judge late Friday ruling that Green Bay didn't have standing to bring its lawsuit seeking to postpone the April 7th election due to COVID-19 concerns and move it to an all-male election. Meanwhile, Eau Claire City County Health Director Lisa Gysi says when it comes to voting,
physical distance is our best strategy along with washing hands. We do want people to vote. We hope they take time to vote either in person, but preferably if they can absentee vote.
Meanwhile, cities like Eau Claire and Milwaukee and others are being creative in creating drive-through voting. In Eau Claire, this will be offered again this coming week from 9 in the morning until 4 at City Hall. Meanwhile, deaths and confirmed cases of the coronavirus continue to spike in Milwaukee's Black community, leading public health and civic leaders to sound an alarm. They're warning that decades of social, political, and economic disadvantages are creating a toxic stew that puts people's lives at risk in Milwaukee like no time before. Fears about the virus striking inner city, poor neighborhoods harder than others continues to reverberate across the nation, particularly in large urban areas like New York City, Detroit, New Orleans, and yes, even Milwaukee. More than half of the state's deaths from COVID-19 so far, as we noted at the outset of this program, have been in Milwaukee County. So WISN-TV reporter Derek Rose asked Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett to comment on the plight of one Milwaukee County man who died of COVID-19.
What do you say to the family of Tommy Lee Loving, who I spoke to just about an hour ago and said that 2 weeks ago he went to a medical professional and was diagnosed with pneumonia but did not receive testing?
The first thing I say to his family is, I'm sorry, I'm very sorry that that happened. But that, that underscores the local issue and the national issue. And unfortunately, I believe it's this pandemic that is bringing home the reality that our healthcare system is not there the same way for everyone.
Meanwhile, we should also note that on Friday, Governor Evers directed the Department of Health Services to temporarily suspend evictions and foreclosures. Meanwhile, other big news in the COVID-19 front this week, Governor Evers on Tuesday announcing a sweeping stay-at-home order that limits personal contact between Wisconsinites but allows essential businesses to remain open over the next month. Eau Claire City County Health Director Liska Giese expounds on the latest order issued by the governor.
The stay-at-home order is in place to really work on flattening the curve. That's something that we've talked a lot about, but the idea is that we would have fewer people sick at the same time if we can decrease the number of people that any one of us comes in contact with and potentially spreads the disease.
Giese says,
our goal in flattening the curve and in this order is not to eliminate disease entirely. We will not see tomorrow that all of a sudden we don't have new COVID-19 cases. Over time, the weeks that we have in the order, we hope to see a flattening of the number of cases and eventually not having new cases.
Giese says she hopes everyone will understand that
as I come back to you day after day with the count of cases in Wisconsin and in Eau Claire, that the order is not going to magically change that, that we will continue to see cases, and that this order over time will hopefully make those flatten out.
Giese says,
The biggest thing that we can all do, though, so that we don't have to have the kind of healthcare capacity that we've seen in some countries in Europe and in China, is that we follow the order. We stay home to help flatten that curve. That's what healthcare needs from us right now, and that's really why we have that order in place. We'll need less healthcare, emergency services, if we stay home.
Paulette Mager serves as the manager of Eau Claire County's Communicable Disease Division and says,
although COVID-19 is a new disease, communicable disease follow-up is not something new to us. We do communicable disease follow-up on an almost daily basis.
Mager says,
we are very good at this and know what we're doing. We stay current on all state and federal rules around COVID-19 follow-up and use those to curb the spread of illness.
Mager helpfully explains some of the terms we've been hearing in relation to COVID-19, starting with,
safer at home, our governor's orders, means that healthy people are the only ones who should be traveling out and about for essential needs and work. This will greatly reduce any potential exposure you may have to COVID-19 and greatly reduce any spread. Isolation means when someone is sick, they are asked to stay home and away from others. This is where people who are tested fall into prior to them getting their test results back, and those who are positive fall in. Quarantine is when someone who is not sick is asked to stay home because they have been in contact with someone who is ill or who has been potentially in contact with someone who is ill. This way here, we also have the chance of making sure that when that person gets sick, if they do get sick, they have not exposed other people. These are all very important things to do and all need to be taken seriously.
Mager says,
the law requires that COVID-19 cases are reported by the healthcare provider to the health department. Once we get a case reported to us, we will contact that individual who is positive within hours. Normally, the healthcare provider has already told this person that they are positive, but if not, we will let them know.
Mager says someone who tests positive with COVID-19 will be asked a series of questions, which include,
where have you been in the last 14 days? Have you traveled? Have you been around someone who has been ill and diagnosed with COVID-19? Who have you been in contact with since you've been ill and the 2 days prior to you getting ill? What are the symptoms that you're having? and when did those symptoms start? We ask these questions to understand where this person may have gotten this illness and who potentially they may have spread this illness to. So far in Eau Claire County, all the cases that we have as positives have known where they've gotten the illness, so there's no community spread that we're aware of. Once we get the names of the contacts and the contact information of the person who this individual may have been in contact with, we start to notify those individuals, and then we quarantine them for 14 days. If the individual is a household contact to the positive person, then the person may have to be quarantined longer. We need to make sure that that quarantine starts not only while they're with that person, but then also as long as that person's contagious. The 14 days will start afterwards.
I asked Eau Claire City County Health Director Lisa Giese the key to her staying so calm and emotionally even keel while serving as incident commander through such a daunting public health crisis.
I work to make it happen by having an absolutely amazing team of people to work with. I happen to be the one that stands in front of you, but this work does not happen just by me standing here and getting things done. I interestingly got a text message today from someone that said, "Thanks so much for coming out to our house on Saturday." Well, I wasn't the one that went out to the house on Saturday. My name happened to be on a letter that they got to stay home because they were a COVID positive person, but I wasn't the one that was doing that work. And we have an amazing team of people. Those are health department people, but they are also critically importantly people across our government sector that are now working with us on this response. We couldn't do it alone at the health department, and we have many, many players helping us. I also personally have, you know, been in public health a long time, so that helps me with this. I've got a super supportive family. So, you know, I think that's one of the things that I count on every day is a touch point of that. And very frankly, I get out and walk the dog and do a lot of thinking. So yes, very long days. We are working. One of the things that we're trying to work on right now is we can't afford to have our key people that are working on this get sick or are exhausted. So how do we support each other to make sure that we've got a management of that? It's certainly been a number of weeks now of long days, and that is true, and we're working on it.
Eau Claire County's Paulette Mager sees it similarly.
We have an amazing team, both the health department team as well as those outside people who are supporting us right now. We have a lot of experience in our team, and so everyone is supporting each other and also trying to make each other laugh, trying to recognize when things are getting a little bit rough, try to take the heat off of somebody who might be having a little bit harder day, and then going home, trying to have that time to rejuvenate also. And, you know, every once in a while, a friend gave me flowers. That was awesome. There's been some area florists here who gave us flowers. We've had treats from people. All those little things make so much of a difference to help support each other, help support our team. But again, it's the amazing team, both above and below me, that helps make it better.
Folks, this pandemic, this COVID-19 pandemic and the fallout from it, unlike anything this reporter has seen in his 55 years on planet Earth, and you probably feel similarly. My mom recently turned 80. She's like, never seen anything like this before in the state of Wisconsin, in the United States, or the world. We're going through it together in the Chippewa Valley. Let's do the best we can to abide by the stay-at-home orders, to heed the encouragements from those health officials who are advising in our best interest, in society's best interest at large. Your thoughts always welcome. Let us know your response to this program on our talk and text line, 715-396-1670, 396-1670. The preceding Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. Check out the podcast at WWIB.com. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening.